Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everybody, I'm Jackson Bailey, and welcome to another episode of Jackson Bailey Spooks America. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Joel Zammit, filling in for Joel Dusha, who's usually filling in for Joel Zammit now and maybe forever.
Spooky. All right, so what we're going to talk about today is something that is known as the Mad Gasser of Mattoon. Cross your path.
There's several words that I have not heard before.
Wait, is that a movie by Disney?
The Mad Gasser of Mattoon.
Is Mad? It? No.
Probably not.
I haven't heard of a Mattoon, haven't heard of a Gasser.
I thought maybe it was an alternate name for that movie where those two guys look for El Dorado.
I'll give you some of the other names for this particular... What it is the name for is a person or a group of people that are believed to be responsible for a series of mysterious gassing attacks that occurred in Mattoon, Illinois in the mid-40s.
Right.
Other names that this individual or group of people has been given is the Anesthetic Prowler, Frizz the Phantom Anesthetist.
Frizz?
Frizz the Phantom Anesthetist. Sure. Mad Gasser of Roanoke.
Hang,
or
what's Frizz?
The Mad Gasser.
Is Frizz like a racial term for something?
Seems like it could be like a German thing, maybe?
Like, it's Fritz. Hans. It's Fritz. It's Fritz the... Yeah, okay.
Effectively, the story is this. In... It started as early as the 1930s, and there is this woman. She's sitting in her lounge room, drinking a cup of tea, and she's overcome by this feeling of nausea.
Oh no!
Right, she feels sick. It passes. An hour later, the nausea returns, and she starts to smell this kind of strange odor, like a gas smell. She nearly faints because of the nausea, and she's becoming lightheaded.
Yeah.
She falls over on the ground. She wakes up. She just goes about her business. Normal, looks around, she can't find anybody. Over the course of that day, 8 members of that family were affected by the gas, along with a guest that was staying at their house. So by that, the same experience happened to all of these people around the same time.
What year was it, sorry?
30. It started in the 1930s, 1933, December 22nd, 10 p.m. but it continued on into the 40s.
That little clacker, down the bottom.
The symptoms of... it wasn't just nausea. They also felt headaches, facial swelling, constriction of the mouth and throat, and, like I said, nausea.
Okay.
That was one incident. Everyone was like, what the hell is that? They couldn't find anybody. A second incident occurred on December 24, so not that late after, where a woman named Clarence Hall, his wife, their two children, when they were returning from church, they detected a very sweet, strong odor. They began to feel weak. Yeah, sweet. Okay. Nauseous, and had very similar symptoms. And police investigating their house, discovered that a nail had been pulled from the rear window near where the gas had appeared to be most concentrated. So it had been presumed that somebody pulled a nail from the window and used that as a hole to inject the gas. December 27, third incident.
So no one's not dead yet.
Nobody's dead.
Everybody
just suddenly feels really sick and gassed and doesn't know what's going on. A resident of the same area, A. Kelly, and his mother reported similar signs and symptoms to the previous two cases. And then a fourth and a fifth incident occurred on January 10th. So you've got all of these incidents happening at once, or like not at once, but over like a short period of time of people feeling this very mysterious and strange nausea. And again, they've all smelt this strange kind of like sweet, sickly kind of odor.
So I was going to say, like, well, could it just be a gas leak in the house? But I don't know if... it's odorless, isn't it?
Or well, naturally odorless, but sometimes...
there's that gas smell.
Oh, no. Sometimes for safety reasons, people add like a sulfur scent to it so you know when you can smell it.
Yeah. Because, you know, if you go around the house, like, oh, it's, you know...
Yeah, you're talking about gas mains.
Yeah, gas mains.
There are some other reported attacks of the same area, but they're not quite as in-depth.
Uh-huh.
One of them is quite disturbing. A barricade was constructed outside of the front door to prevent easy escape. So when the family, which is a group, a family called the Hartzells, they were at home, the attack occurred, they tried to get out of the house, somebody had barricaded the front door.
So I was initially thinking like, oh, it could just be like nothing, and it's just kind of like, you know.
Mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria, psychosomatic, might have been like a gas leak or something like that, or... But no, barricade then. Okay, go on.
Another attack, January 28th.
So they just barricaded the door?
Was it barricaded?
It doesn't say. These ones have very little information about them. They're quite old reports. So on January 28th, the Stanley family and three of the house guests, same thing. Four people were seen running from the scene. No descriptions of them, but four people were seen running.
All right.
February 9th, a fellow named J.G. Schaefer. Outside of his house after the attack occurred, there was discolored snow. And the snow had a very sweet, similar odor, and it was shown to contain sulfur, arsenic, and mineral oil. They thought it might have been insecticide residue. That was the feeling.
Okay.
So that was the 30s, and then they kind of died down until 1944, when further gasser attacks occurred. So with what we know, the 1930s incidents, what is our thought on what the mad gasser of Mattoon might be?
Well, it sounds like it maybe was more than one.
Yeah, it seems like and probably...
So it's happening in the 30s, and it's happening in the 40s.
Yeah.
See, my initial theory here is that it would be either one or a group of people that are kind of young.
Okay.
And they're just playing like... But like kind of young, but kind of psychopaths. But like young... And this is them, their hunting grounds almost, and them trying out some stuff to seeing if it works. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Like, you know, when.
So, like a group of psychopaths.
Not so much psychopaths, just young. Not young.
Youths. Toughs.
Like, thugs. You know how, like, you always hear the story of serial killers where they start killing cats or dogs or whatever.
Early steps.
This feels like that. Early steps to see what they can get away with, to see what they can do. Because again, it's a sickly sweet thing. No one's dying, which I'm finding
disturbing.
Weirdly,
there was
disturbing.
An attempt to kill people by barricading the house.
But also, if they've been pumping it in before, and that woman, none of the other families like left, they didn't get sick and leave.
But why?
Why barricade? Yeah, definitely.
And I'm guessing maybe with the barricading, maybe they're trying different concoctions. Like it's like different, like you know, elements.
Well, this
or
family
they're doing.
Attempts to leave. No other families attempt to leave?
Well, not all of them. Some did, some didn't. But what I'm saying is that, like, it clearly, if you stuck around, it didn't necessarily kill you.
And maybe the ones that barricaded, maybe they're the ones that were maybe known to the...
Oh, yeah, and they were like, we'll know they'll try and get out or something like that.
Or it's like, we really want to get them. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, yeah, these people are the ones that maybe everything before... Was that the, one of the last ones?
I think it sounds more to me like maybe a single or a group of... someone trying to maybe not necessarily kill but like harm and I'm sure you know no one's died, but if these people had been trapped in the house with this gas for long enough, I'm sure it's going to probably kill them.
Yeah, no, fair
if they're trapped. It seems to me more like someone or someone's working their way up, like how you're saying like a serial murderer will slowly take these increasing steps.
And that's why I'm thinking that the barricade one, either it's one of those stepping stones or was it one of the last ones, the barricade one, or not one of the last ones?
It was, one of the last ones.
Until the 40s.
Because I was going to say maybe they're the intended target of these people or this person, but it kind of fucked up. They didn't kill them.
How well publicized is this? Do we know?
How well publicized?
Yeah, these attacks.
Do you mean like as of now or at the time?
At the time.
Pretty well publicized within the town, but not like globally.
Maybe. Yeah, I was also thinking because there's a bunch of names, so that probably indicates like not just publicity, but also like maybe a little bit of folklore status.
True.
So when Zammit said, like, could be...
mass hysteria.
Oh, no, no, multiple groups.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, okay, so copycats is
Yeah, which is a possibility.
Apparently, in the 30s, other incidents were recorded, but the authorities determined that most of the... them were like a combination of hoax and residents just like smelling your basic gases and being like, I'm getting mad gassed. I'm getting frizzed.
Although it is interesting that none of these, none of these would be anything like a gas leak because the, you know, smell and stuff like that is inconsistent. But also if it's a gas leak, you find out that it's a gas leak or you die.
Yeah, exactly.
Because eventually you just keep inhaling gas.
Also, like, what gas smells sweet?
I know, what gas smells sweet and is potentially a combination of arsenic, mineral oil, and sulfur, or has them in it. So the 40s roll around, and we start to get more incidents and more physical evidence of the gasser. So there is an incident, 1944 is the first... I'll just wait, Adam, if you'll enjoy disrupting this proceedings. It's our job, Adam. God damn. If we were like apple pickers, you wouldn't be this unprofessional. Apple pickers? That was a really unprofessional job. So in the 40s, we roll around to the 40s, and the first recorded incident is 1944. And it's very similar to the ones we've seen before. Person wakes up, they smell the gas. This is actually in a very different... The first ones, the first incidents, they're all in similar areas, but all of the 1940 ones occurred in Mattoon. So the ones in the 30s were areas around Mattoon, 1940s in Mattoon. M-A-T-T-O-O-N. Mm. Anyway, so the first one, 1944, it's very similar to the rest. Guy, Urban Rafe, amazing name, smells the gas. He's like, feels like he wants to vomit. He feels incredibly weak and nauseated. He's like, oh, is it my pilot? Like, is it something in the house? Can't find anything. Then a similar incident. And the same day is reported by a young mother living close by. She's awakened by her daughter coughing and she can't leave the bed. Happening again. And then in September 1st, we get, which is the next day, we get an incident where it's very similar. They smell the gas. They begin to lose feeling in their legs. But then there was a gentleman living at the house who immediately as he smelled it, he went looking outside and he caught a glimpse of somebody. An unidentified man who was hiding close to one of the house's windows. The man fled. The guy was able to catch up with him. He didn't quite get him, but his description was that he was a tall man in dark clothing wearing a tight-fitting cap. And that became kind of the description of the gasser for the Mattoon incident. That's what everybody started reporting. Also, the lady in the house reported suffering from burning on her lips and throat, which she attributed to the gas. Then there was another attack. And then there was quite a few after that, and we started to get more physical evidence of this person.
Just a quick thing. Yeah, sure. Burning of the lips and throat, I think is a... I might be incorrect here, but I think is a symptom of asphyxiation. So I don't know if it's necessarily the gas or just oxygen deprivation from breathing gas.
Yeah, so very much could be. There was another incident at a house. Same thing. Like that we've seen before, but afterwards on the porch they discovered this piece of white cloth. The woman of the house picked it up, she inhaled and she became very sick, threw up because it's covered in gas.
You idiot.
She decided the effect as being really similar to electric shock, apparently. She burning sensation of the throat and mouth again, began to vomit. The hypothesis on the cloth was that it was used to knock out the family dog, which usually slept there. In addition to the cloth, I don't know why you'd find a cloth after being gassed and be like, I'm in.
Especially in a town notorious for gassage.
I'm in it to win it. So as well as finding the cloth, they found a skeleton key, which was described as being well used. It was on the sidewalk near the porch, not quite on the porch. And there was a long, large, almost empty tube of lipstick. The cloth was analyzed by authorities. They found no chemicals that explain her reaction.
Psychosomatic then, potentially.
Then later that night. Maybe.
Or, you know, if she like, inhaled, depending how she
got
inhales,
all the gas.
She got it all in.
Depending how she like smelt the cloth, like that combined with already being woozy from a gas attack.
Yeah.
Or over, you know, over inhaling.
So a skeleton key isn't a key that can open any door.
Open any door. Well used looking, apparently. And a long black tube of lipstick.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's very weird. Later that night, somebody reported seeing a stranger break through the window, but we don't get a description.
He was wearing lipstick.
Whose house is this, sorry?
This was on the North 13th Street, the home of somebody named Mrs. Leonard Burrell.
Oh, okay. So someone, just somebody a else. New victim. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
There was, around this time, an increase in physical evidence. So footprints were seen under windows, tears being found on window screens. It seemed like that was the way, whoever this mad gasser was, that was the way they were getting into the house, tearing the windows and the like. Mm-hmm. Apparently, by September 12, they'd received so many, the police had received so many false alarms that they reduced the priority to it, the priority afforded to the mad gasser reports, and announced that, like, the entire incident was probably just, like, hysteria. That was...
the official...
Well, here's... So the official dictum by the police was that it was a sign of the anxiety felt by women while local men were on war service. The women were home, the men were at war, they became stressed and were like, we're getting gassed. Good one.
I guess that kind of explains why they're called the Fritz, because
yeah, I think
it was a German thing. Women and their crazy wombs.
They'll imagine mad gases in Mattoon. So a couple of other physical sort of things that were discovered and another description. These are just your basic run-of-the-mill, like these are not heaps of evidence on them, not heaps of description on the incidents, but these also happened. One person saw blue vapor as they smelt the gas, and they heard a motorized buzzing sound that they believed to be from gassing machinery. And then on September 13th, a woman described the gasser, that she got a good look at it, as being a woman dressed as a man. And woman's footprints were found at the scene.
So it's a woman dressed as a man.
That's what their description of, which the other description was of a guy. Hmm. So you've got your attacks in the 30s, you've got your attacks in the 40s. Where are we now?
Hmm. What's the... Sorry, when was the last attack in the 30s?
The last attack in the 30s was for February 9th is the last attack that we've got.
What year?
Yeah.
1934.
And when was the...
34, jeez. 10 years.
And the next one was
a
in...
decade.
September 13 is the last one that I've got here, and that was 1944. But again...
So that was the first one, the 44?
What's the gap between the 30s and the 40s? Is it 10 years?
It seems to be about 10 years, yeah.
So they, that's so a long time.
1934, then he comes again in 1944.
Yeah.
Mm. Or she.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a long time.
When would you be conscripted to go to war?
18.
No, as in like year. When was the...
Oh, for the US?
Yeah.
It would have been 40s. 44. Pearl Harbor was 43 from memory, but D-Day wasn't until 44.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just thinking like there's no way...
It's happening. Conscription is happening.
Yeah, but that is in like not at 34 to 44. Like what explains the disappearance for 10 years?
Unless...
Fritz, German, gone back to the homeland.
I don't think it's the same person.
You don't think it's the same person from the 1930s to the 1940s?
This person has suddenly become sloppy, leaving evidence at crime scenes.
That's a good point, actually.
Mm.
In the 1930s, pretty much nobody saw them, and when they did see them, it was four people.
In the 1930s, it sounds like a bunch of them as well.
Yeah, exactly.
In the 1940s, it could be different, and potentially either a cross-dresser, pretending to be female.
Or one way or the other, to be honest.
Either way.
What I think is interesting is that in the 1930s, all of the symptoms that people describe is like nausea, headaches, whatever. But in the 1940s, heaps of people describe not being able to use their legs, which is real weird.
Also symptomatic of maybe a different gas used by a different gasser.
Yeah.
Potentially, but then...
Or like, it's like, first one was Fritz. This is like heart and son of Fritz. You know what I mean? Like
seeking revenge.
Seeking revenge. No one's dead, though.
Nobody has died. Not a single person.
Yeah, harmless, then. Perfect crime. No, I honestly think it's probably different groups or different people.
I would say different.
10 years is way too long to just... Someone, nothing. Signal silence.
It's a bunch of people, or maybe one person, hearing about the stuff that happened in the 30s and recreating it in the 40s. Yeah.
I want to tie this
to the war, but I don't think I can.
If it is the same person, then I would suggest possibly that the reason that evidence has suddenly become available is because, once again, it's that stepping up.
Yeah.
Getting more and more involved, and because you're more involved, You're doing things like ripping doors apart.
Yeah.
You're getting more, you know, hands-on, so you're leaving shit behind because you're there longer, maybe watching.
But it's a very good point because in the 1930s, we have that attack where they assume that they piped the gas in through a nail hole.
Yeah.
Which is so subtle and, like, you're not leaving any evidence, whereas in the 1940s, they're just ripping a window and shoving the pipe in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How do you explain... Or what do you use to explain the large thing of black lipstick, which I guess makes sense if it's a cross-dresser, the white cloth and the skeleton key? How do you acquire, this, like, a skeleton key? And where are you making gas?
I don't think the black lipstick needs to be explained. What if it's just a discarded thing? It's used.
I was also thinking, like, if it's just a randomly discarded thing.
Oh, yeah, it could be.
So
there's no way.
The thing that they were saying about, like,
the
male as a female, female as a dressing, as about whatever that, what was that thing that someone said?
Somebody said that they saw it as a woman dressed as a man.
So a woman dressed as a man. Like, I mean, the lips, it's rather an effeminate looking guy or a masculine looking woman. It
could be a disguise.
Could be a disguise. Maybe. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And I think, what color was lipstick? Red, yeah?
Yeah, it didn't say.
No, whatever. So I think it just could be a discarded lipstick.
Yeah, absolutely.
People have lipstick. It's...
What were the other items? Sorry, a skeleton key and...
The white cloth that made that woman smelt like an idiot.
Well, if it was analyzed and contained no chemicals, then probably also...
Discarded handkerchief. Yeah. Or can the chemicals that, like, that you put in a handkerchief, like, I don't know much about chemicals and science... Can they dissipate? Can they leave no traces?
Yeah, it would have been soaked with something. And
if it's
going to
give her such an intense reaction,
it'd have to be. So I reckon that was
on
hysteria.
Her.
Oh, yeah. not hysteria, because that's a bad thing. That doesn't exist. That's a woman in crazy womb thing.
If you're a little
psychosomatic.
Yeah.
If you're, it doesn't necessarily have to be. If you're a little oxygen deprived. You could if she hyperventilated trying to smell it.
What's it like, true, you know, true. There's even the chance that she smells the gas. And...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello? Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Side, whatever it is, the vapors are in her nose already. She inhales.
Oh, yeah,
or it could
so
be
she,
a delayed effect.
Yeah,
even.
Or because she's smelling the cloth like an idiot, she's probably going to go...
Yeah,
like
exactly.
A big sniff, and it's already,
it's all going to go up into her brain.
I think that's a nothingness.
Yeah.
Skeleton key is an interesting one.
Skeleton key is weird because why would you be ripping doors and windows if you have a skeleton key?
Why would you also leave your skeleton key there?
Yeah,
and then how would you commit further crimes?
How does one
obtain a skeleton key? Do you have to work for the city? Do you have to be a cop? Do you have to?
I don't think cops and city workers use skeleton keys.
Yeah, like, what is a skeleton key?
Let's have a look. I mean, like, there's the 2000.
I always assumed a skeleton key was a me. Like, one of them lies that Simpsons taught me.
It's not necessarily a myth, but it's not as, like... So a skeleton key is just a key that can open many locks, but no skeleton key can open every lock. It's just a key that is designed to open many.
Like a particular brand of lock or something like that?
Just, like, locks with particular configurations and stuff.
Apparently you remove most of the center of the key. I don't know how that helps, but good. So that's bizarre, but also not impossible to acquire.
And was it I don't know.
And also that, like, we're looking at this, you know, however many decades down the track.
Like, why would you need to why would you need to rip the handles and shit off if you already have a skeleton key?
Skeleton key could be like something that actually you're right. It could be like maybe not necessarily like a government worker, but like a janitor.
Oh, yeah.
Janitor might be someone who has access to chemicals they have the right.
Oh yeah, that's another question: is who has access to chemicals?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's all very well to be like it was different people, but you're like, well, that's good. But then who were they? You know, like at the end of the day, who are these people that have access to these chemicals that?
And
we
what
can't
did
trace?
The town of
Mattoon
do to them?
I think that's so interesting that in the 30s it's quite spread out, but then in the 40s they're like, not just Mattoon, which
also lends to different people. So. Here's something to consider when we're thinking about what the gases were and who did this is to make a gas is a big deal. Like, fuck, you need a scientist to know how to do this or internet access. So,
which you would have not have had.
This person either already has access to these gases or knows how to construct or how to make these gases.
Or is a time traveler with access to the internet.
Time travel.
That's the best choice.
Doc
Remember, our
Brown.
Opinions are in a box.
Doc gang. Brown. It was Doc Brown. Up the cap to hide his big hairy head.
There we go.
The women's lipstick and dressing up as a woman because when in the third movie he gets that chick.
Yeah.
That got you, Doc Brown. Someone go find him. Arrest him.
Where have you been? Where have you been, Doc?
No, never mind. This
is just a place.
I get my kicks gassing people in the 40s.
It's fine, Marty.
I get my kicks gassing people in the 40s.
That's not a good sentence.
It's a beautiful sentence.
Well, I was also thinking, was this someone gassing people for kicks?
Maybe.
Like getting their rocks off.
Like a sex thing.
Quite possibly. Yeah. Oh, that. No.
Like, that's what I was kind of wondering, because if it's like, they kind of like, you know, making the steps and they're watching maybe from the window, they like, you know, oh, he was like the one that chased the one. He was like, oh, he was watching through a window or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, yeah. He's
maybe he was just sneaky jerking it from the window.
Maybe this was getting that person off.
We feel like they'd find semen at least one of the crime scenes.
Lady jerking off.
Lady jerking off. I never thought of lady jerking off.
Yeah.
No, that's potential. So there's trifold theories as to, there's actually an extra fourth one, but we'll get to that when we get to that, that are used as explanations of the mad gas from Mattoon. The first one is mass hysteria. So 2 weeks after the attacks began in Mattoon in the 40s, the commissioner of public.
Can we say mass hysteria? Because I know hysteria is a thing about like.
Mass hysteria is a thing. It depends on the context. Okay. Mass hysteria is like a.
Like, is there a better term for it? Or is it still just called mass hysteria?
I think it's still called mass hysteria because it's not tied to a particular gender.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. Well, the mass hysteria is what Wikipedia uses. So.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Get Wikipedia, not me. So the local commissioner of public health, Thomas V. White, he announced that there were a couple of attacks, definitely. But the rest of the, and the vast majority of people's reactions was mass hysteria. Mm-hmm. He said, there's no doubt that a gas maniac exists and has made a number of attacks. Awesome that he used gas maniac, like that was a thing.
That was just a gas maniac.
Just a go-to thing.
There's no doubting that the gas maniac exists.
Could also be like,
hey.
That a gas maniac exists.
I was going to say, could be, like, whilst there is that gas maniac, a few of them are copycats or, like, people who kind of, like, hate their family and want to maybe gas them a little bit.
They're like, oh, sick, we can gas
people who hate their family and maybe want to gas them a little bit.
And then just be like, maybe they'll die and, But again, you're right. Gassing is a hard...
It's a complicated endeavor.
Process. When the knife and the gun exist, why the gas?
he said, but many of the reported attacks are nothing more than hysteria. Fear the gas man. Fear of the gas.
Fear the gas
man. Fear of the gas man is entirely out of proportion to the menace of the relatively harmless. Gas he is spraying. The whole town is sick with hysteria. So that was from the Minister of Health. Basically, their theory was that there was a couple of factories nearby. People were smelling the gas from that and just getting hysterical.
That's not a bad theory, actually. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, it's true, like a, it was a fucking factory, and so everyone
industrial
shut up.
Runoff.
Most of the physical symptoms recorded during the Mattoon and the 1930s instances as well, including choking, swelling of the mucous membranes and weakness, temporary paralysis, have all been suggested as symptoms of hysteria in the past.
So, going back to the first point, where it was like there was this chemical thing going on, like a chemical plant, yeah?
Yeah.
Because it is the 30s.
Okay.
And the 40s. Not much regulation.
No. True.
So could it
like a spill?
Like a spill?
Maybe.
That is sort of like some of those things kind of affecting.
And everybody's smelling the gas and they're like.
I highly doubt it says that in the Wikipedia article. But so gas warfare was something developed in World War One and often feared in World War Two. Like most soldiers were equipped with gas masks because hey, it was a fucking
that,
big...
Yeah, that's why Hitler has that mustache.
Yes, that's why he has the mustache, because he can wear a gas mask around it. Mm. Had that mustache. had.
He's not in a secret house in Brazil. It's fine.
He's not sleeping in the guest room. but yeah, so what factories were around that city, and were any of them potentially producing gas for the war effort?
I've got no evidence to suggest that they figured, but there's always a chance. What was I going to say? Some experts, this is interesting. Some experts believe that I wish I could talk like a normal person. Some experts believe that the mass hysteria was fueled by the headline in the Mattoon Journal Gazette, which read, "Mrs. Kearney and daughter first victims," because that assumed that they were the first of many. And people read that and they're like, oh shit, we're all in for
That's actually a good point. Them saying the first victim, that's a weird headline. So why would you write that?
It's
a strange editorial.
It is eye-catching.
I guess you're not wrong. We're talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. So the second theory of the three main theories is that it was toxic waste or pollution.
Okay.
In a press conference in September 12, the chief of police told a press conference that odors and symptoms reported may have been the result of pollutants or toxic waste released in nearby industrial plants. So there was like, there's no hysteria. What you're actually smelling is just the pollution, and it's getting you good.
Mm-hmm. I am the chief of police. Good night.
Dicks. At the time of the gassing, though, all of the plants nearby had been certified as safe by the State Department of Health. But like you said, it's in the 1930s. So what does that mean? Like, that doesn't really mean shit. Mm. So that's the third theory. Mostly that just comes down to just that. Like, there's a lot of chemicals around. They're producing gases. So the third, third theory is
So the first theory is like
mass hysteria. Maybe there was a gas maniac for a bit, and then everyone just went crazy on the gas maniac. Yeah.
Second kind of theory
is like, well, look, there's chemical plants, and people are smelling that. That one falls apart because you're like, why is it not happening like
anywhere else?
Why
did
it stop for 10 years?
Well, also, why is it like affecting one house at a time?
Exactly. Mm. The third one is that it was an actual assailant, so people are like, there was just people coming in. Gassing them, like, just like exactly what we're saying. Mm.
Before you get to the fourth one, I want to guess.
Cool. After analyzing events, some researchers conclude. Hang on. Okay, yeah, that's exactly what I said. Yeah, so that, and pretty much the third guess or the third theory is literally what we're saying. Somebody was gassing, and then somebody copycatted that gassing in the 40s. And that's just kind of how it went down. So for that fourth one, what's everybody's.
All right, so. Okay.
Yes.
My guess is because Jackson said there are three theories. Well, four theories. I'm guessing the fourth one is at best ridiculous. Moon men.
I'm going to guess.
Who breathe a different atmosphere to us.
So I reckon the fourth one. I want to say if I'm going to guess something stupid, Nazis.
Okay, well.
Oh, that's a good guess though.
Neither are quite right because it's not that clear. The third one is that it was.
Fourth one, thanks.
The fourth one is that it was just okay, so here, let me explain a really weird Fortean, by using Fortean I mean mysterious or paranormal concept. It's a concept of the cosmic trickster. So there are things that happen in this world or that are reported. Like during the live show, Jackson Billy Speaks America, we talked about the Dover Demon. We talked about the Charybdis Mermaid, which I think I'm pronouncing wrong, but whatever. And the cosmic trickster is the idea that something in the universe just likes to fuck with humans. And every now and then it's like, here's just a weird nothing that doesn't connect to the rest of anything. And so the fourth theory is that it was that.
That theory assumes that humanity is a lot more important than we actually are.
Yeah.
No cosmic entity is, like, interested in us.
Yeah, like, they're more interested in cows.
It puts it in. It puts the Mad Gasser from Mattoon in the same category as another creature, or not creature, another incident from, like, late Victorian London of Springheel Jack, if you know anything about that, which I'm sure we'll do Jackson Belly Spooks America on at some point, which is just, like, weird guys with powers saying that it's all part of the same thing. Or aliens, if you want to go that route.
I hate that.
It's a dumb theory.
You don't explain your mystery with another mystery. That's really stupid.
Yeah, it's something that it's something that a lot of people will do, where they have, like, you know, a string of information and there's gaps in the information. A lot of uneducated, I'm willing to say, people are like, let's fill in with whatever I believe in these gaps.
Exactly. Exactly.
Is that actually on the Wikipedia?
No.
Oh, thank
God. Well, it's just me knowing stuff. Things. But yes, that's the Wikipedia page just says that maybe paranormal, but I
honestly disappointed, not moon men who breathe a different atmosphere to us.
Yeah. And they're bringing their atmosphere with them?
That's presumably why they want to breathe,
coming
don't
this
they?
Summer, moon men bringing their atmosphere. Yeah, all right.
So at the end of the day, and I've got my favorite theory.
Yeah.
But I'll get to that after we get your final moon thoughts on the Mad Gasser of Mattoon.
All right, so
there's something far sweeter.
Sweets like the gas.
Sweet like the gas indeed.
Honestly, my theory... listening to the evidence, listening to what you're saying, I would argue that is a combination of all three of those. I think that the fact that there is chemicals factories around, and also that there was once a gas maniac, and also mass hysteria. Like, I think it's just this big, nice little swell, plus I think there was maybe one, or maybe the copycat, at least one, happening 10 years after. So I think... there's a bunch of that. Unless there are any sort of cases in the US or other places where there was gas attacks like this from 1935 to 1943.
Like, that's where the gas maniac went.
There he is. That's where he went. But barring that, I think it's a combination of... there was a group of youths bored, maybe doing some gas shit, or
fuck, man, I love it when me and the boys get together and do some gas shit. Do you want to do some gas shit tonight? Fuck yeah!
What a good idea.
Like a couple, like a group of like either disgruntled. Oh no, what were they called again? It was the
Tufts.
No, the town
Mattoon.
Mattoon. A couple of bored Mattoonians.
Yeah.
Who had science degrees. Or was one of their friends a janitor or worked at a fucking pool or something where they had access to chemicals that created these gases and was having, you know, fuck this town, whatever. And then same thing happening 10 years later, whatever.
Poor group of teens, whatever.
Combine that. And again, hang on. If there's a chemical factory, then that's how you get the chemicals, yeah?
Yeah,
just
I guess.
Work at the factory.
If you work at the factory, it could be a disgruntled factory worker.
I think a bit of the problem with that theory is that if there are factories nearby and the police are considering them as ideas, you test for those chemicals.
Yeah.
And they apparently can't figure out what it is.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So again, I think it's a combination between an actual gas maniac mixed with mass hysteria, adding to the fact that you got chemical plants around, is adds to that hysteria. Yeah, that's my leading.
Yeah, Rodio. What about you, Adam?
I tend to agree where I think it maybe, I think hysteria could have played a part, but I don't know how big a part it played, if at all. I definitely think, I'm very certain there were two different people.
Yeah.
One in the 30s, one in the 40s, or groups of people even. I think, to be honest, the most interesting and mysterious part about this is how they knew how to create gas. And, well, that's pretty much it. Although, like, yeah, so in the... one in the 30s shows definite signs of trying to kill people.
Yeah, I would say so.
I think maybe this person just... maybe had enough of an understanding to know how to make a gas, but I think the fact that no one died is simply because they didn't know how strong to make the gas.
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah. This is like obviously something done very subtly with delicate care. And at one point, you know, a door is barricaded. There's obvious attempts here to murder. but yeah, I honestly think the most interesting part of this is just what that gas was and how they knew how to make it.
Have they ever been able to replicate a similar gas that does the same
thing? I think because they just didn't know.
No. I'm talking in general.
I don't think so. I think
scientists out there is like, this chemical smells sweet and does this.
I think because cases like this aren't afforded much of a... most people would look at the mad gasser from a tune and be like, ah, those crazy people believing the gas man came. No scientist is willing to put his credibility on the line.
I just mean like science in general, but yes.
My own quick Googling has just shown there's a device called a mass spectrograph or spectrometer, whatever.
Yeah.
But that is how you would test what this is if you didn't know what it was already. If you know what it is already, there's probably tests that you can do. So this device was created in the 50s. Mm. So in the 40s and 30s, unless they knew what they were looking for,
they just wouldn't have, been
they wouldn't have known what to find. So
and I'm sure it'd be easy to create a gas that creates the similar symptoms anyway without it being the same gas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there are a lot of things that could create similar symptoms.
So my favorite theory regarding the mad gasser of Mattoon. So there's this magazine that I often get called 14 Times. Mm-hmm. And in one of them, one of the writers, he went to America and he visited Mattoon because he wanted to chat to the townspeople, and I think this was 2012, to get an idea of what they remember about it, what their feelings are. He tells a story where he arrives at the service station in Mattoon, or a general store, and he goes up and he's like, hi, I want to chat about the mad gasser of Mattoon. I'm looking at, you know, do you know any people that are like amateur historians on it, anyone you can send it to? And he's like, what do you mean the mad gasser of Mattoon? And he's like, you know, the mad gasser of Mattoon in the 1930s and the 1940s, there was all those gassings. And the guy behind the counter is like, oh yeah, that's Benny. And he's like, what? And he's like, Benny, he's a simple kid. He's real bad at making friends, but he's real lonely. And he had this like amateur science kit. And so this guy tells this story, of which is something he's like, yeah, whatever. We just all know it was Benny. Of this kid, possibly with like a mental disorder of some variety, who didn't know how to meet people. And so made this gas to like lure him out of the house so he could chat to him. And every time people came out of the house, he panicked because he was really bad socially and ran back to his house. Now, there's no confirmation, obviously, that, like, Benny, if he wasn't
that
there,
sounds...
is an old man and dead.
No, I love that. Like,
that sounds like a story that the gas station attendant made up to fuck with him.
But, man.
No, I love that.
That's my favorite one. And it kind of explains, I mean, it doesn't explain the 10-year gap unless at that
doesn't
point...
explain barricading the door.
Maybe Benny was going to go in. Say hello.
And again, some of these are like, we don't know exactly the full case. But fuck, if that's the case, I like Adam's theory. Because so, like, you know, really got to really be involved to make a gas to this. Like, nah, Benny was simple. He had a science kit. It was
his
dad.
He's kind of, you know, like if he's one of those kids who's like, not great socially, but fucking like a genius.
Yeah.
And he makes it?
I don't think so.
I hope so.
That's my favorite.
No,
I'm
sold.
As to who the mad gasser from Mattoon was.
I like, did the guy from the 14 Times, did he then go and like ask other people?
I don't really remember. Okay. I just remember it wasn't a long article.
Does he say that he was the guy from the 30s and the 40s?
I think he just said it was Benny. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Adam.
I've been Joel.
Get spooked, America. Dicks.
Imagine Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you wish your brain could be worse? The very idea of ideas hurts you? Well, we've got great news. For just under $7 a month, you can get access to the Bad Brain Boys Plus over on Apple Podcasts and never have to be clever again. Just head to apple.co/badbrainboys for your one-stop shop to smooth brain bliss, uninterrupted listening, and a heap of bonus content that'll give you ample opportunity to get actively stupider. That's apple.co/badbrainboys and start your free trial today.